各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
今天下午呢，我们继续在这里，在神面前一起来分享神的真理。
This afternoon, as we gather here before God, we will share God's truth together。
今天下午用信守神人之间的永约做题目跟大家来查考。
So this afternoon, I'd like to use a topic, keep the covenant, everlasting covenant between God and men as our mutual encouragement。
我们要从马拉基书第二章。来看我们怎么样来持守我们跟神之间的约。
We'll be studying from Malachi chapter 2 to learn how we can keep the covenant between God and us.
在马拉基书第二章里面，圣经在记载神指出当时候以色列百姓以及祭司利未人他们的过错。
And in Malachi chapter 2, it describes how God pointed out all the faults and shortcomings of the priests and the Israelites at the time.
在第二章里面提到他们没有持守神跟人之间三种约。
In chapter 2, we mentioned that they did not keep three different kinds of covenant that's established between God and men.
这个约是人跟神以及人跟人之间的。
And the covenants existed between God and men as well as men and men.
那即使是人跟人的约都有神做见证的。
Even the covenant or contract between men and men, God serves as a witness.
那当时候以色列百姓他们的信仰他们不把这个神跟他们之间所立的约看得很珍贵。
The Israelites at the time, they did not emphasize the covenant between God and them.
那所以后来他们的信仰就堕落了。
So therefore, their faith was deteriorated.
我们昨天谈到，当一个人若忘记神的爱的时候，就是信仰堕落的开始。
Yesterday we mentioned that when someone begins to forget about the love of God, that's the beginning of the fall of their faith.
然后接下来就会不会珍惜神跟我们跟人之间所立的约了。
Then they will not emphasize or care for the covenant between God and men.
那之后就人跟神的约如果一破坏，那么人跟人之间的关系就受影响了。
If there's a violation of the covenant between God and men, then that will in turn affect our interpersonal relationship.
然后接下来家庭就出问题了。
And follow that, the family will begin to have problems.
然后社会就开始有很多很多不公义以及很残忍的残酷的事情发生。
As a result, there will be many cruel things or problems in the society.
所以要能够真的持守我们跟神之间的约是一个很重要的关键。
And therefore, it's a key to be able to keep the covenant between God and men.
我们现在先来看第二章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 1.
马拉基书二章一节。
Malachi chapter 2, verse 1.
众祭司啊，这诫命是传给你们的。
Verse 1, and now this admonition is for you, O priest.
第二节说，万军之神说，你们若不听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀归给我的名，我就使咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变为咒诅，因你们不把诫命放在心上，我已经咒诅你们了。
Verse 2, if you do not listen, and if you do not set your hearts to honor my name, said the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse upon you, I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them, because you have not set your heart to honor me.
一开始第一节就说，众祭司啊，诫命是传给你们的。
In the beginning, God says that now this admonition is for you.
就是说，神的心意，神的命令是先给祭司知道。
In other words, the instructions and the commandments of God is first given to the priests.
那由祭司来告诉以色列百姓。
From the priests, they deliver the message to the Israelites.
本来神也是可以自己讲的。
And God could have said it himself.
就是在西乃山的时候，神出声音跟以色列百姓说话。
Just like up in Mount Sinai, God voiced it, God spoke himself to the Israelites.
以色列百姓他们吓死了。
And the Israelites were trembling.
所以后来他们就要求摩西说：“神的话跟你讲就好，你再跟我们说就好了。”
That's why the Israelites asked Moses that God can speak to Moses and Moses can deliver the message to them.
所以摩西他就变成神人之间的一个代言人。
And therefore Moses became a spokesman between God and men.
那神把他的诫命传给祭司。
So God gave his commandments to the priests.
就是第七节里面所提到的。
That's recorded in verse 7.
祭司的嘴里当存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之神的使者。
For the lips of priests ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction, because he is the messenger of Lord Almighty.
那这个神的诫命是什么？
What is the instruction of God?
他这里讲到说是神的律法。
Here talks about that is this is the commandments of God.
包含神的法则啊。
And that includes instructions, the law of God.
那这个律法是什么？是怎么样的律法？
So what kind of law is it?
第六节
Verse 6
叫做真实的律法在他口中
The true instructions were in his mouth.
他嘴里没有不义的话 他以平安和正直与我同行使多人回头离开罪孽
Nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness and turned many from sin.
这个祭司他要把神的律法真实的律法传给以色列百姓知道
The priest will deliver the true instructions to the Israelites.
然后用平安跟正直与神同行。
And he will walk with God in peace and uprightness.
那重点就是要让人离开罪孽。
So the whole point of it is for men to turn away from sin.
那这个就是神一开始说把律法、把诫命传给祭司们的最主要的目的。
This is the purpose of giving the priest the instructions.
要是的是为了要百姓为百姓好的
So the purpose is for the good of the Israelites
诫命是从神来的
The commandments came from God
那就是人应该遵守的
And that's something that men need to observe
所以常常我们有人在强调说诫命不是神的建议
And many emphasize that commandments is not a suggestion of God
命令就是命令就是要这样做就是要这样做的
Because commandment is a commandment and you should do so
那如果是从神来的，那跟从人来的又不一样了。
If it comes from God, it's different from coming from men.
那这个诫命本身其实就是属灵的，是对我们有益处的。
The instructions or commandments is of the spirit, is good for us.
因为神是说诫命是他传下来的。
Because God said that the instructions came from Him.
我们如果看罗马书第七章。
If we turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
我们请看。第七章，我们请看第十二节。
Verse 12。
罗马书七章十二节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 12。
这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
12. So then, the law is holy, and the commandments is holy, righteous, and good.
特别强调说。神的律法是圣洁的，因为这是从圣洁的神来的法则嘛。
Here tell us that the law is holy because it comes from a holy God.
那诫命是神的吩咐。
And the commandments is instructions of God.
是人在神面前应当遵守的行事原则。
These are the principles by which we operate or we have our actions according to.
是适用给每一种人，凡是神所造的都应当要遵守的。
And everyone that's created by God ought to observe the commandments.
然后诫命是圣洁、公义、良善的。
And this is holy, righteous, and good.
这个诫命是要让我们能够脱离我们人之间的这种罪性的。
The commandments to help us and deliver us from the sin of human.
如果我们仔细想想，神在西乃山上所颁布下来给全人类共同遵守的十诫呀。
If you think about the Ten Commandments given by God on Mount Sinai, and that's given for all mankind.
那个为什么说诫命它是圣洁、公义、良善的？它是让我们得自由的。
Why do we say that the commandments are holy, righteous, and good, and it gives us freedom?
你看诫命一开始第二条，他说不可以拜偶像。
The second commandments do not worship idols.
我们人一个很自然的天性就会想要去拜神。
As human, we have a natural instinct to worship a God.
那人很容易对那些超自然、超越我们、比我们还就是让我们觉得很敬仰的一些力量，觉得会很崇敬他。
And as a human, we naturally look up to those supernatural powers.
或者是比我们还厉害，甚至人，我们都会崇拜他。
And we will even worship people that are better than us.
所以，人很自然的想要去拜什么东西的。
So we naturally want to worship something.
那所以就会有很多有人把树、把山海一些神的创造物都把它当作有神。
That's why many people treat the creation of God, which include mountains or trees, and they treat them as gods.
诫命的第二诫让我们知道说什么叫做应该敬拜的。
The second commandment tells us what we should worship.
那要什么是不可以拜的。
And what we should not worship.
那所以就规范了我们这个拜神的倾向，你拜神的作为。
And that sets a law as to what we can worship.
那我们人讲话其实总是很容易信口开河，我们容易随便讲我们想要讲的话。
As men, we often say what we want to say.
那所以第三句说不可以妄称神的名。
And the third is do not, the commandment is do not say the name of a God in vain.
诫命要让我们谨慎我们的舌头。
And that commandment is to help us restrain our tongues.
诫命第四条说要守安息日。
The fourth commandment is to observe the Sabbath.
让我们知道说，哎，神有一个法则，就是说每七天有一天要休息。
And that tells us that God has a set of principles. That is, He rests on the seventh day.
这诫命是为我们好，为人设立的。
So the commandment is good for us. It's established for us.
所以安息日是为神为人特别设的。
Sabbath is a day that's set aside.For us.
经过六天的工作以后，有一天可以休息，坐下来想想，我今天这么忙是为什么？
After 6 days of hard labor, we can rest for the seventh day and think about what are we working so hard for.
我所有这些工作在神面前是不是有价值的？
Everything that I work so hard for, is it even of any value before God?
就神特别为人准备，知道人的软弱。
And God knows that we are weak, so He set aside this day for us.
那你看第五戒说要孝敬父母。
The fifth commandment is to honor your parents.
因为孝敬父母这个如果没有学，没有被教导，我们人不太容易做到。
Because honoring parents is not natural, and if not for the instructions of God, it's hard for us to do.
尊敬父母是应该，这是圣经神的法则。
And we should honor our parents because that's something that's instructed by God.
要怎么样才叫孝敬父母？
But how can we honor our parents?
圣经里面都告诉我们。
The Bible tells us clearly. We have to be obedient.
要能够照顾，要奉养。
We have to take care of and be filial to them.
让我们在人间的伦理当中有一个最完整的、最合乎神旨意的那种生活方式。
And there is a way that we should live that is most suitable for God's instructions.
你看诫命的第六戒说不可以杀人呢。
The sixth command is do not murder.
那杀人都从那个怒气，一般都从怒气来的。
Because murder often as a result of anger.
神的诫命是要让我们能够控制我们的怒气。
God's commandment is set so that we can control our anger.
要知道说这个怒气会导致一个很坏的结果。
Because hatred or anger will lead to a bad result.
我们如果遵守了神的这个诫命。
But if we obey God's commands,
我们对人之间就有一个分寸了。
Then we'll know what to do.
你看第七节说不可以奸淫。
The seventh commandments do not commit adultery.
人很容易就是放纵情欲的。
It's easy for men to give into our lusts.
神把这个传衍后代的这个机制放在人的身体里。
And God gave us the natural instinct when He created us.
但是神给了这样一个机制，一个很重要的原则。
But God gave us also an important principle to go by.
就是在婚姻里面的。
And that is that relationship only exists between marriage.
那人就是因为在罪里面生活，很容易人就很容易放纵。
Because as men we live in sin, so it's easy for us to give in to our lust.
诫命就是让我们能够控制我们自己的情欲。
But the instruction is for us to control our lustful desires.
对，让我们在这个婚姻里面得到真正的自由。
So that we can receive the true freedom within a marriage.
所以神的诫命基本上都是每一条都为我们好。
And each one of God's commandment is good for us.
第八节说不可以偷盗。
The eighth commandment is do not covet.
你看人都不可以偷盗，不可以
steal. Do not steal.
Hey, 你看人总是想要不劳而获。
Because as men, we want to gain, we don't want to labor for our results.
针对人的懒惰这一点特性来的。
And this is for someone who could be lazy.
你看人为什么想要去偷东西啊？
Why do you think someone wants to steal?
因为想要不劳而获嘛。
Because they don't want to work.
我不用去努力工作赚钱，我就可以顺手牵羊拿个东西啦。
Because they don't have to work, they can just steal and gain things.
所以针对人的懒惰这个特性。
And that commandment is made for because of laziness.
你看第九节说不可以做假见证陷害人。
The ninth commandment is do not be false witness.
人喜欢讲谎话。
As men, we like to lie.
不愿意去面对现实的。
We don't like to face the facts.
所以其实人有一个罪性，就是人容易逃避现实。
There is a very sinful nature of ours that is we don't like to face the true facts.
用很多的谎言去遮盖更多的谎言呢。
We like to use many lies to cover our original lies.
所以其实人会不敢去面对现实，不敢去直接面对这个事实哦。这是神知道人有这个软弱，所以要求这个第九节，让我们可以真的知道说是就是，不是就是不是。
So God knows that we have this weakness that we don't like to face the facts. So God instructed us that yes is yes and no is no.
第十节说不可以贪心，简单来说。
The tenth commandment is do not covet.
今天贪财是万恶之根。
And to have greediness is the source of all evil. As human, we will never be satisfied.
神用诫命让我们知道什么叫做满足。
But God used the commandment to teach us how to be content.
所以诫命本身都是出于神对人的爱来的。
The commandments all came from God's love towards us.
是基于神的公义。
This is all because of God's righteousness. He set the commandments out of the goodness of his heart.
那这样的诫命基本上是属灵的。
So all these commandments are spiritual commandments.
圣经一开始说，这个诫命是传给祭司，就是传给神的仆人呢。
The Bible tells us that these commandments are given to the priests, which are the servants of God.
然后由这些祭司来传给百姓知道。
Then the priest will deliver the message to the Israelites.
那这些百姓，这些传讲的人要本身以身作则。
And the people that are the messengers needs to first set examples themselves.
神要求的是用平安跟正直与神同行。
God wants people to walk with him in peace and uprightness.
然后让百姓可以看得到。
So the people can see him.
他们可以听见律法，也可以看到人在遵行，得到了福分。
They can be benefited or edified because they have heard the laws and see how people set examples for them.
那神跟祭司一开始为什么要给他这样一个职分？
Why did God give priests such a duty?
因为神跟他立了一个约。
Because God had a covenant with them.
所以神跟祭司立位人当中立了一个所谓立约之约。
There is a Levi covenant set between God and the Levi priests.
我们如果看回来马拉基书第二章。
If we turn back to Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基书第二章，我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，你们就知道我传这诫命给你们，使我与利未所立之约可以长存。这是万军之神说的。
Verse 4, and you know that I have set this admonition so that my covenant with Levi may continue.
第八节,
Verse 8,
你们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒，你们废去我与利未所立之约。这是神万军之神说的。
Verse 8, but you have turned from the way, and by your teachings have cursed many to cause many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi.
那这里, 所谓的立位之约是什么?
What is the covenant with Levi?
就是神当初让百姓离开埃及进入旷野的时候设立了这个敬拜神的这个系统。
God set a system of worshiping him when he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
神特别指出要让利未人来代替以色列中一切投生的。
So God specifically instructed for the Levites to replace all the firstborn of the Israelites.
神特别选出利未人这个支派要来服侍神。
God specifically chose a tribe of Levi to serve him.
所以在民数记第三章。
That's in Numbers chapter 3.
我们看民数记第三章。
Numbers chapter 3.
神特别选出利未人。
God specifically chose the Levi.
要让利未人归属神。
So the Levites are Levites belong to him.
看第十一节。
Verse 11.
民数记三章十一节。
Numbers chapter 3 verse 11.
神晓谕摩西说十二节。
12.
我从以色列人中拣选的利未人代替以色列人一切投生的，利未人要归我。 13节。
13.
因为凡投生的都是我的，我在埃及地击杀一切投生的那日。 就把以色列中一切投生的，连人带牲畜都分别为圣归我，他们定要归我，我是神。这段圣经呢，特别提出神当初选出利未人的原因呢。So
these verses specifically point out why God chose the Levites in the beginning.
那利未人神选出来是有原因的。There
are reasons as to why God chose the Levites.
神这里说是因为代替一切投生的来归属神，分别为圣。
God says that he chose the Levites so that it takes place of all the firstborn male offsprings to belong to him.
那这个选择跟当初以色列百姓他们在拜金牛犊犯罪这件事情上有关系。
And this also has to do with the fact that the Israelites sinned against God when they worshiped the golden calf.
出埃及记当神 召摩西上西乃山跟摩西讲话的时候，
In the book of Exodus, it records when God called Moses up to Mount Sinai to speak to him.
以色列百姓在山脚下等了40天，发现这个摩西不知道怎么了。
The Israelites waited for Moses at the bottom of the mountain for 40 days and wondered what happened to him.
他们 等不及了，觉得这下子摩西应该已经没命了。
They couldn't wait any longer. They thought Moses probably already died.
他们就要求亚伦能够造一只金牛犊。
So they asked Aaron to make a golden calf for them.
就说这个就是带领他们出埃及这个神，然后要他们要回去，回埃及去了。
Then they say that this is the God that led them out of Egypt, and they are going back.
那这件事情大大得罪神。
So what they did here sinned against God greatly.
然后当摩西下山以后。
When Moses went down to the mountain,
看到了以色列百姓这个这么离谱的这些行为。
So he saw the ridiculous things they've done.
你看摩西发怒发内怒。
Moses was angry.
他甚至把那个石板呢、啊、从山上拿下来都把它摔碎了。
He even broke the tablets that he brought back from the mountain.
出埃及记的三十二章特别描述摩西要把他们所做的那个金牛犊把它用火烧掉。
In Exodus chapter 32, it records that Moses wanted to burn the golden calf.
磨成粉撒在水面上，要叫以色列百姓喝。
He wanted to grind the gold into powder to put it on the water and make the Israelites drink from it.
这个牛犊怎么可能会是神？
How can this golden calf be their God?
你都可以把它喝下去的。
If you can drink from it,
那这不是很可笑吗？
Isn't that ridiculous?
那这件事情让百姓陷在大罪里。
Because of what they've done, the Israelites committed great sins.
结果，圣经在出埃及记三十二章特别描述第二十六节。
Verse 26 of Exodus chapter 32.
摩西站在以色列营中。
The Moses stood among the Israelites.
凡属神的都要到我这里来。
And he says, anyone belongs to God will come to my side.
于是利未的子孙都到他那里聚集。
And so the descendants of Levites went to his side.
这个时候就只有利未的子孙去了。
And at the time, only the descendants of Levites went to his side.
摩西对他们说，你现在开始是去杀个人的弟兄跟同伴，邻舍。
Moses instructed them to go out and kill all their neighbors, brothers and sisters.
这件事情看起来很残酷。
It seemed that this is a very cruel thing to do.
但是这个就是犯罪的结果。
But this is a result of their sin.
那这件事情一开始很难做的。
In the beginning, this was a difficult thing to do.
在这么多里面，利未的子孙照摩西的话行了。
Among all the people, only Levites did according to Moses' instructions.
那一天，他说百姓中被杀的也有三千人。
And in that day, there 3,000 Israelites were killed.
表示说，其实有很多人下不了手的。
And in other words, there are many that couldn't raise their hands to kill someone.
但是他们毕竟还是听了摩西的话。
But they still listened to Moses' instructions.
结果就是因为这样子，这是一个原因。利未他们听到摩西所说，凡属神的到我这里来。
Because of this reason, because what they heard Moses said, those who belong to God come to my side.
等到民数记他们在数点百姓的时候，特别利未人特别是分开的。
And that's why in the book of Numbers, when they count the Israelites, they set the Levites aside.
以色列百姓是二十岁以上能够打仗的男丁才要算的。
And among the Israelites, only those male that are above 20 years old can fight in the battle counts.
利未支派是一个月以上的男丁都要算了。
But in the tribe of Levi, any male offspring above 1 month old counts.
神特别说这个支派是属我的。
God specifically said that this tribe belongs to me.
是要分别为圣归我。
That this tribe needs to be set aside and belong to me.
他们一定要属我。
They have to be belong to me.
这就是他们的特殊性。
This is how special the tribe of Levi is.
那所以只有众支派当中，就只有利未支派，他们可以在圣殿里面去，在那时候会幕里面去服侍神。
Among all the tribes, only the tribe of Levi can enter into the holy temple to serve God.
那这样一个作为在旷野里面一直执行，就是利未人就是抬负责抬帐幕里面的东西的。
This tradition carried on while they were walking in the desert. The tribe of Levi are in charge of the Ark of Covenant.
一直到了民数记第二十五章，我们看民数记二十五章。
Numbers chapter 25.
一直到了他们在神庭的地方，在约旦河东的地方了。看二十五章第一节。
And until they arrive at this place called Shittim, is recording verse 1 into Moab.
以色列人住在神庭，百姓以摩押女子行起淫乱来了。
While Israelite was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with the Moabite women.
那这一件淫乱的事情让神又大发烈怒。
So the sexual immorality also provoked the anger of God.
神都已经生气了，就竟然还有那个当场被抓到的那个淫乱的事情。
God was already angry, and there are people that were caught in the action.
当时候特别描述亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子腓尼哈看见了。第七节
Verse 7, it described that the Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this.
当场把这个行淫乱的这个男女呢，把他刺透了。
And he, at the time, put a spear and killed the couple.
然后以色列当中的瘟疫就止息了。
So the famine, the plague in among the Israelites stopped.
当时候这边特别说第九节，两万四千人因着这一次的瘟疫死掉。
Verse 9, those who died in the plague numbered 24,000.
如果不是腓尼哈有这个忌邪的心呢，把这个淫乱的事情制止啊，还不止死这些人而已。
If Phinehas at the time did not have the heart to shine away from evil, the number of people that died from the plague would have been more than that.
腓尼哈的这个动作，让神觉得很安慰。
What Phinehas did was very comforting to God.
你看第十节。
Verse 10.
神晓谕摩西说，第十一节。
11.
祭司亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子腓尼哈，使我向以色列人所发的怒消了。
Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned my anger away from the Israelites.
因为他在他们中间以我的祭邪为心，使我不在祭邪中把他们除灭。
He has turned my anger away from the Israelites, for he was zealous as I am for my honor among them, so that in my zeal I did not put an end to them.
第十二节说，因此你要说，我将我平安的约示给他。
Therefore, tell them I am making my covenant of peace with them.
十三节说，这约要给他和他的后裔，作为永远当祭司职任的约，因他为神有祭邪的心，为以色列人赎罪。
Verse 13, he and his descendants will have a covenant of a lasting priesthood because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made atonement for the Israelites.
在这一个事情上面，神说特别跟腓尼哈他这个家族立约了。
So in this event, God made a covenant with Phinehas and his family.
这是神他说我平安的约。
God says that this is the covenant of peace.
是让他跟他的后裔永远当祭司执政的约。
So that this is a covenant for him and his descendants to be priesthood forever.
因为他有神祭邪的心，就是厌恶罪恶。
Because he has God's zeal, that is, he hates evil.
从此以后，这个亚伦的家族、祭司的家庭就一直持续服侍神。这个约一直到永远。
For there on, that covenant lasted forever. They continue to serve as priests for God.
那这个就是马拉基书第二章第五节说的，这是一种生命跟平安的约。
In Malachi chapter 2, it says that this is a covenant of peace and life.
那神跟这些立位的子孙立这个约是为了什么？
Why did God establish His covenant between Him and the Levite's descendants?
就是要让他们在这个属神的敬拜神的事情上面，真的能够一直把神的律法诫命传授给百姓。
And it is because in honoring God, they want them to pass on the covenant and the law to the Israelites.
让所有的人都能够有神祭邪的心。
So that everybody has God's zeal against evil.
知道神厌恶的事情不会去做。
And they know what God hates the most, and they wouldn't do so.
神要我们去做的事情，我们都会赶紧的去遵守。
We will observe and do what God wants us to do.
那如果这样做，就会得荣耀。
If we can do so, then we will be glorified.
而且会得福分。
Then we will also receive blessings.
那这个就是一种约。
So this is a kind of covenant.
如果能够一直这样做，神说他的应许一定会实现的。
If they can continue to do so, God's promise will be fulfilled.
可是后来，在马拉基书第二章里面所描述的祭司立位人，他们打破了这个约了。
But in Malachi chapter 2, we can see that the priest, a Levite priest, broke this covenant.
我们看第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
马拉基书二章二节。
Malachi chapter 2, verse 2.
万军的神说：“你们若不听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀归给我的名。”我就使咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变为咒诅，因为你们不把诫命放在心上，我已经咒诅你们了。
Verse 2, if you do not listen, if you do not set your heart to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. Yes, I've already cursed them because you have not set your heart to honor me.
如果这些敬拜神的人, 如果能够把诫命放在心上,
those who honor God, if they can put God's covenant in their hearts,
而且全心地去听从神, 遵行神的旨意,
and if they completely submit themselves to God and follow God's instructions,
把荣耀神的名放在心上, 当作一种生活目标,
and if they can honor God and set that as a goal, priority of their life,
那么在神面前就得到福气的,
then before God, they will be blessed.
那但是反过来呢, 如果没有呢?
But on the other side, if they don't do so,
那就是本来神的福分就变咒诅,
then what was the blessing now turns into curse.
所以当时候神说我已经咒诅你们了,
at the time, God says that I've already cursed them.
这个对当时候祭司一般来说是一个很严厉的责备啊,
at the time, to the priest, the Levite priest, this is a very very severe punishment.
那神的咒诅放在哪里?
How did God curse them?
你看第三节,
Verse 3,
他说我必斥责你们的种子, 又把你们的牺牲的粪抹在你们脸上，你们要以粪一同除掉。
Because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. I will spread on your face the offal from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it.
这个我们中文圣经说，我必斥责你们的种子哦。这个斥责这个字看起来好像没什么大不了，好像被骂一骂而已。
It seems that it's only rebuking is not such a big deal.
其实，我们如果看其他英文哦。 看其他译本的，我发现说神是把它 cut off， 把它切掉了。But
in other translations, it shows that God wants to cut them off.
那这个种子是什么？What
does it mean? What does a seed or descendant mean?
这个如果是我们是看到中文种子的，想说那就是我是当农夫种东西的种子而已。In
Chinese translation, as seeds, you think that it's just farmers sowing seeds.
但是种子如果这个 seed， 如果我们另外一方角度，后裔也是种子。
But descendants are also seeds.
那他们的福分也是神要给他们的。
And their blessings also comes from God.
所以当神说要斥责，我要斥责你们的种子， 表示说神要让他们这个祭祀的职分使我没有了。
When God says that He will rebuke the descendants, that means that God will take away from the descendants the position of a Levite.
他的祭司将后继无人， 没有人会做了。
And that there will be no one take the place of the priest.
他们当祭司的能力， 膀臂也被折断了。
And their arms, their ability of becoming a priest also will be taken away.
所有神当初所应许的福分全部变咒诅了。
And all the blessings that God once had promised them now turn into curse.
又把那个牲畜的粪抹在脸上。
And they will put the feces from the festival sacrifices on their face.
这是一个很大的羞辱。
This is a great shame.
而且是污秽的事。
This is also something that is dirty.
所以我们看到神的心意， 神对当时候祭司立位人他们这个 不持守神的这个诫命，这个约是非常的愤怒的。
From here, we can see that God was very angry with the fact that if Israelites did not follow His covenant.
那我们看到这一段圣经这样子在描述的时候，
when we see the descriptions of this in the Bible,
我们一定要想到说这个是对我讲的。
We have to think, how does it apply to us?
因为我们昨天已经谈到， 我们今天每一个在主耶稣里面都成为祭司。
Because yesterday we mentioned that every one of us within the Lord are priests.
那主耶稣也都跟我们每一个人立了一个约。
Lord Jesus has set a covenant with each one of us.
这个约是什么？
What is that covenant?
圣经说就是用主耶稣， 他用宝血跟我们所立的新约。
The Bible tells us that that is a new covenant set with God's, with Jesus' blood.
我们如果看主耶稣他最后晚餐的时候，他设立圣餐的时候，他所说的话。
If you look at what Jesus said during His Last Supper,
如果我们看路加福音，
turn to Luke,
路加福音，
Gospel of Luke, chapter 22,
路加福音22章，
Luke chapter 22,
我们请看第20节，
verse 20,
22章20节，
chapter 22, verse 20,
饭后也照样拿起杯来说， 这杯是我 用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
主耶稣用他的宝血跟我们每一个接受他救宝血救赎人立一个约了。
God made a covenant. Jesus made a covenant with each one of us that's been cleansed by His blood.
这个约就不是写在石板上的了。
So that is not a covenant that's set in the stone.
这个约写在我们的心上，心板上。
That covenant is set in the stone of our heart.
神主耶稣基督宝血的救赎是要让我们在神面前罪得赦免。
Lord Jesus redeemed us so that before God our sins are forgiven.
我们重新得到神儿子的名分了。
And that once again we receive the sonship from God.
那我们成为属神的子民，坐在天上，跟耶稣一同坐在天上。
And we are the people that belong to God. We said in we can sit in the heaven with God.
那这个约就是神是我的主，他是我的神。
The covenant is that God is, He is my God, He is my Lord.
他为我死，他又活了。
And He died for me, also resurrected.
我本来要死的，我现在因着耶稣，我也活了。
And therefore, I was supposed to die, but because of Jesus, now I'm living.
然后我现在活在地上，我为主耶稣活着。
So when I'm living in this world, I live for the sake of Christ.
所以主耶稣他用他的血跟我们每一个人立了这个新约。
Lord Jesus used His blood to set a new covenant with each one of us.
这个新约也是要把平安跟生命赐给我们的。
This new covenant also gives us life and peace.
所以主耶稣用宝血所立的新约也是平安跟生命的约。
The new covenant that Lord Jesus made with His blood is also a covenant of life and peace.
因此我们现在要存一个敬畏的心。
Therefore, we have to have a heart of honoring God.
要真的凡事尊重主耶稣基督啊。
In everything we do, we have to honor Lord Jesus.
那让我们可以将神所托我们的工作把它做出来。
So that we can carry out the things that are entrusted to us by God.
然后我们真的把神的诫命放在心上
，so that we can put God's covenant in our hearts，
让我们的口中真的存着神的律法
，so that in our mouth we have the law of God。
所以当我们跟弟兄姐妹在沟通、在分享的时候
，so when we have fellowship or converse with brothers and sisters，
我们所谈的都是神的话语。
Everything we say is the words of God。
我们就是在做神跟人之间的桥梁。
We are building bridges between God and men。
要让人的罪得赦。
In order that the sin of men can be forgiven.
所以我们可以彼此代祷。
And we can pray for each other.
我们互相劝勉，鼓励。
We can encourage each other.
而不是互相会讲一些没有造就的话。
Instead of saying things are not edifying to each other.
如果我们常常把神的这个诫命放在我们的心上。
If we often put that law of God in our hearts.
然后真的说把荣耀归给主的名。
And we truly give all the glory to God's name.
那这样我们真的得神的福气了。
Then we will
receive
that promised blessing.
祭司的福分是很多的。
There are many blessings to a priesthood.
如果我们看旧约圣经里面，摩西五经在讲有关于祭司所得到的。
If you look at the book of Moses, look at the Old Testament, there are many blessings that a priest would get.
他们有很多，当然。他们生活所需要的神都提供给他。
Of course, God will provide everything they need in their lives.
那很重要的是，他们是能够为百姓祝福的。
Most importantly, they can bless the Israelites.
他祝福神就听了。
If they bless someone, God will listen to them.
反过来，他们做主也会成真哦。
On the other hand, if they curse someone, that will also come true.
所以今天如果我们口里面真的了解说，我们跟神之间有这个约新约。
So today, if we understand that we have a new covenant with God,
我们要信守我们跟神之间这个约。
We have to observe the covenant we have.
所以我们常常去思念主耶稣基督他给我的恩典，给我爱。
We often think about the grace and the love Lord Jesus gave us.
让这个神的约在我身上可以彰显出来。
So that God's covenant can shine in us.
让我的嘴巴能够讲出祝福的话。
So that my mouth can speak words of blessings.
所以我们讲的话就不会。讲祝福的话真的会让人得造就。
Then everything we say will be edifying to others.
那些没有不会造就人的话我们就不会说了。
We will not say anything that's not beneficial.
因为神的诫命已经放在我们的心上了。
It is because God's covenant is already in our hearts.
信守神的约就得荣耀得恩典。
If we observe the covenant with God, we will receive glory, receive peace.
就远离神可怕的咒诅。
We will stay away from the dreaded curse of God.
神的咒诅，最后最严重的咒诅就是最后第二次的死，硫磺火湖永远的死。
The most severe curse from God is the eternal death.
那对我们来说，我们都没有份了。
So to us, we want nothing to do with that.
因为我们已经属神的。
Because we already belong to God.
那这个就是我们要建立跟神所立的这个约。
That's why we need to observe the covenant we have with God.
那接下来我们再看回来马拉基书第二章。
Let's turn back to Malachi chapter 2.
看第十节。
Verse 10.
这里描述另外一个约。
here talks about a different covenant.
看第十节。
Verse 10.
我们岂不都是一位父吗？岂不是一位神所造的吗？我们个人怎么以诡诈待弟兄，背弃了神与我们列祖所立的约呢？
Have we not all one father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our fathers by breaking faith with one another?
神与我们，这里说神与我们列祖所立的约是什么？
Here it talks about what is the covenant that God has set with our fathers.
我们看出埃及记三十四章。
Turn to Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记三十四章。
Exodus 34.
三十四章，我们看一下第十节。
Verse 10.
三十四章十节。
Chapter 34, verse 10.
神说：“我要立约，要在百姓面前行奇妙的事，是在遍地万国中所未曾行的。在你视为外邦人，就要看见神的作为，因我向你所行的是可畏惧的事。”
Verse 10, the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among you will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you.
我们看第十二节，跳过去十二节。你要谨慎，不可与你所去那地的居民立约，恐怕成为你们中间的网罗。
Be careful not to make any treaties with those who live in the land where you are going, or they will be a snare among you.
我们看第十四节。
Verse 14.
不可敬拜别神，因为神是祭邪的，神名为祭邪者。
Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous god.
跳过去看第十六节。
16.
又为你的儿子娶他们的女儿为妻，他们的女儿听从他们的神，就行邪淫，使你的儿子也随从他们的神行邪淫。
Verse 16, and when you choose some of their daughters as wives for your son, and those daughters prostitute themselves to their gods, they will lead your son to do the same.
17节说，不可为自己铸造神像。
Verse 17, do not make cast idols.
那这一段圣经所描述的说，神跟所有的百姓立约。
These verses talk about the covenant God set with the people.
这个约是什么？
What is the covenant?
敬拜独一的真神。
The covenant is to first worship the one and only God.
不要被外邦的这些就是非当地迦南人他们这些宗教行为所影响。
So God does not want them to be affected by the culture of the land of Canaan.
要把他们的神祭坛偶像都要把它打碎除掉。
God wants them to cast away to break all the high places and the idols.
唯独只能够拜独一的真神。
That they can only worship one and only God.
然后呢，他说要小心，不要被他们被不要跟当地的居民立约，就是不要跟他们的神有关系。
And God wants them to be careful not to set any treaties with the people or any covenants with their gods.
小心你们小孩子的婚姻。
And be careful about your children's marriage.
不要娶他们的女儿为妻了。
Do not take their daughters as wives.
不要把你们女儿嫁给他们为妻了。
And do not give your daughters to be their wives.
意思就是说，要让这个敬拜神的这个纯洁的系统能够一直持续下去。
In other words, that God wants them to continue that pure family of worshiping God.
因为婚姻是会影响一个人的。
Because marriage will affect a person.
而且是非常巨大的影响。
And that will affect a person deeply.
婚姻会让我们一个人的观念改变。
Marriage will change a person's perspective.
本来只认为不重要的，可能因为婚姻会觉得很重要。
If something that we didn't think was very important after marriage, we may think it's important.
这个事情不管是好的坏都一样。
Whether it's good or bad, this can happen.
当初神与百姓列祖所立的约就是在这里阐明出来的。
And this is a covenant that God set with their forefathers.
那我们再看当时候马拉基那个时代的百姓们，他们怎么对待这个约？
And let's take a look at how the people treat this covenant in the time of Malachi.
我们看马拉基书二章第十一节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 11.
犹大人行事诡诈，并且在以色列和耶路撒冷中行一件可憎的事，因为犹大人亵渎神所喜爱的圣洁，娶侍奉外邦神的女子为妻。
11. Judah has broke faith. A detestable thing has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. Judah has desecrated the sanctuary of the Lord loves by marrying the daughter of a foreign god.
12节说，凡行这事的，无论何人，就是献供物给万军之神，神也必从雅各的帐篷中剪除他。
Verse 12. As for man who does this, whoever he may be, may the Lord cut him off from the tents of Jacob, even though he brings offering to the Lord Almighty.
这里十一节跟十二节这一段话，神讲的很严厉的。
Verse 11 and 12 are severe admonishments of God.
当第十节神说，你们怎么个人怎么以诡诈待弟兄，背弃了神所跟立子所立的约？
表
示说他们已经把在出埃及记三十四章神所说的那个教导，那个约定已经把它打破了，不 care 了。
Verse 10, God asked him, how can they break the faith with one another? In other words, they already don't care about the covenant God set with them in Exodus chapter 34.
那第11节特别强调说一件可憎的事情，就是亵渎神所喜爱的圣洁，就是跟外邦通婚啊。
And in verse 11, they did a detestable thing, that is, they desecrated the sanctuary that the Lord loves by marrying the daughter of a foreign god.
第12节特别强调说，凡行这事，无论何人啊。
Verse 12 emphasizes that for a man who does this, whoever he may be.
那个，这个无论何人哦，我们中文还有一个括号哈，就是叫醒，就是不但是去做的，若是教导人这样去做的，也包括在内。
And in Chinese translation, whoever it may be also includes the people that instruct others to do the same thing.
所以。这个婚姻的观念其实是在这里讲得很清楚。
So the marriage, the principles of a marriage is very clear here.
对当时来说，他们能够在同一个属神的百姓当中有一个婚约的关系，神说这是他所喜爱的圣洁。
And at the time, it is pleasing to God to marry within the Israelites.
那如果没有，这是神可憎的事，神不愿意，因为他知道婚姻会带来去敬拜偶像。
If they don't do so, this will be detestable to God because God knows the consequence of such a marriage.
这就是当时候百姓他们对婚姻对这个到底是要嫁谁娶谁这个事情，他们觉得无所谓了。
At the time, the people did not care about the marriage. They don't care who they marry or they marry their daughters off to.
但对我们来说，如果这个话是对我讲的。
But for us, if this is speaking to directly to us,
那我们每一个做家长啊，都一定要很小心的。
Then every parent here needs to be careful.
这就是我们今天要信守神的约的一个重点。
This is a principle, a very important point when we observe the covenant with God.
我们做家长的，我们要关心我们的青年的婚姻呢。
As parents, we need to care about our youth's marriage.
那我们的婚姻。神都已经有给我们原则，怎么遵守
？God already gave us a principle to go by when it comes to marriage.
我们一定要尽我们可能为他们祷告。
We do everything we can to pray for them.
让我们的族内的青年都能够在族里面通婚呢
？So that all the youth within the Lord can marry within the Lord.
同一个信仰里面才真的能够服侍神。
We can serve God when we have the same faith.
因为不同的信仰有很多很多的挣扎。
Because if they're different faiths, then there will be many struggles.
不要说要服侍神，光是要机会就有困难了。
Not to mention to serve God, it sometimes can be difficult even coming to the service.
那如果我们不坚持这一点
if we're not insistent on this,
那个第十一节说犹大人行事诡诈。
Verse 11 it says Judah had broke faith.
就是说这个诡诈的事情，其实有时候我们想想，什么叫诡诈
？So what does it mean to break faith?
就是看起来好像是对的。其实是不是那么以为是错的
？In other words, it seems like they're doing something right on the surface, but actually, it's something that's wrong.
是会被骗的。
It's something that's deceitful.
那所以有时候我们就是说，好像这样子没有关系。
Sometimes it may seem that this is not a big deal.、
如果我们不是嫁给主内的，我是不是把他带来信主吧
？That if I don't marry somebody within the Lord, I can just bring him in the church.
但是我们要了解神的原则是不会变的。
But we have to recognize that God's principle will never change.
那我们如果真的信守神所跟我们所立的这个约啊。
If we observe the covenant that's set by God.
一样，我们要从神领受福气。
Then we will receive the blessings from God.
因为在新约时代，保罗他特别提出这个观念。
Because in the New Testament, Paul specifically pointed out this concept.
我们看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多后书六章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14.
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同乎以恶。义和不义的有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢
？Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? For what fellowship can light and have with darkness?
第十六节
16,
哦，十五节
15,
基督和比利有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
For what harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with the unbeliever?
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿。
For 16, what agreement is there between the tent of the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of living God.
那这一段圣经就是成为我们今天在婚姻上的一个很重要的指导原则。
This is a very important principle guiding us when it comes to marriage.
也是神跟我们所立的约。
This is also the covenant between God and us.
让我们在主里面能够生养敬虔的后代。
So that within the Lord we can have families and have offspring.
全家信主。
The whole family comes to believe the Lord.
全家服侍神。
The whole family comes to serve God.
全家同得喜乐。
The whole family receive joy.
全家同蒙恩典。
The whole family will receive the blessings together.
所以都要在婚姻的事情上持守神的约之后才会得到的。
And all of these we will receive after we observe the covenant of marriage with God.
那希望我们今天下午所做的这些查考都能够啊，让我们能够明白，如果我们愿意持守神的约，我们一定可以得神，从神得荣耀。
I hope this afternoon study will realize that if we hold on to or observe the covenant with God, we will receive the blessings from Him.
我们先。好，好，这里我们先来休息。
That concludes our studying today. We'll take a break.
我们先一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.